The Biparamut volcano has a cyclicity of erupting every 20 to 25 years. The last time it erupted was in 1997, and as we know, it caused a significant amount of damage to houses as well as to livestock. The activity that we have noted over the last weekend is and has been a bit more out of the norm. There were no significant earthquakes in the recent past, and this activity seems to be focused solely at Piparo, and we have not seen any other heightened activity at other mud volcanoes. The cracks have or fractures have widths of up to 2 to 3 feet in places, and there's a significant amount of gas escaping from the mud volcano continuously. This gas is related to hydrocarbons in the subsurface, and this is it's not potentially dangerous at this point in time. There is a strong sense of smell of sulfur associated with it, but we have seen from wells drilled into the subsurface that that as well is not in concentrations that is potentially life-threatening. I've been coordinating with members of the ODPM and the regional corporation to continue to assess the developments of the mud volcano. The ODPM and the Ministry of National Security will have a meeting at the mud volcano tomorrow, Thursday at 1 p.m. And there we will assess the situation, engage the public, and continue to strive towards understanding what we can do to alleviate the fears of the folks living in and around the area. The mud volcano itself, if it does erupt, we do not expect that the mud will go much further or anywhere beyond where the old mud flow from the 1997 flow was. And as such, the damage to houses and livestock is most likely going to be concentrated along the areas where the fractures are running. And those fractures could potentially destabilize some houses, cause some walls to crack, etc. So we will continue to look at the development of the mud volcano. The main thing for the public to do is to understand that yes, this is a really interesting geological phenomenon occurring, but it is also extremely risky and dangerous. If this mud volcano were to erupt when you are there or nearby, your life will be in danger, and you will be putting lives of first responders also in danger. So please heed our warnings. We will assess the mud volcano, and we will let you know as soon as possible when it is deemed to be safer to visit.